point here. The word crusade itself means to take the cross, because all the soldiers put on a tunic or a mantle that had a cross on it. In Hebrew, therefore, it's called Masei Hatzlav, the crusades, the journeys of the cross. Now, the first thing that the crusaders thought of is, if they're going on a religious war, and the war was preached to destroy the non-believer. I mean, the Muslims, it was not a matter of negotiating with the Muslims. It was to destroy the Muslims. It was a genocidal war. So the crusaders said to themselves, why do we have to go all the way to Turkey or all the way to Palestine to destroy non-believers? We have non-believers here in our midst. We have the Jews who killed Jesus and who refused to adopt Christianity and whose beliefs are absolutely contrary to ours. And here are some of the, this is a book called Europe and the Jews, and it was written by a Roman Catholic priest, Scotch Roman Catholic priest Xavier Malcolm Hay, who in his own way is certainly from the Hasidei Umos Olam, the pious non-Jews in the world. I have never read a book its equal in the documentation of Christian anti-Semitism. The book is called The Pressure of Christendom on the People of Israel for 1900 Years. I mean, I don't know if they let him remain as a priest after this book. It is powerful beyond words. Now, here is a sermon preached on the eve of the Crusades by one of the leading cardinals of France. Quote, the Jews are slayers of the Lord, murderers of the prophets, adversaries of God, haters of God, men who show contempt for the law, foes of grace, enemy of their father's faith, advocates of the devil, brood of vipers, slanderers, scoffers, men whose minds are in darkness, leaven of the Pharisees, assembly of demons, sinners, wicked men, stoners, haters of righteousness. Cardinal Newman said about this man who made this speech that he was a bright, cheerful, gentle soul, a sensitive heart, a temperament open to emotion and impulse, and all this elevated, refined, transformed by the touch of heaven. The synagogue, he told his congregations in another sermon, was a criminal assembly of Jews, a place of meeting for the assassins of Christ, a house worse than a drinking shop, a den of thieves, a house of prostitution, a dwelling of iniquity, the refuge of devils, a gulf and abyss of perdition. Whatever name even more horrible could be found will never be worse than the name that the synagogue deserves. Debauchery and drunkenness has brought them to the level of the goat and the pig. They know only one thing: to satisfy their stomachs, to kill and beat others like villains and coachmen, etc., etc. This climate by the people who could offer you salvation, it is not hard for us to begin to imagine the mood of the mob. What Goebbels did in the 1930s in Germany, what Stalin and the communists still do today, and the Saudis in their anti-Jewish propaganda, it creates a climate. That's the main thing. It doesn't make any difference whether you believe one word that's said. It creates a climate. I mean, that's the danger of Farrakhan. The danger is not that people will take him seriously, but if he says it long enough and enough people hear it, it creates a climate, and in that climate things can happen. The Bishop of Narbonne,